Hey guys, it's M. Shackelford. Welcome back to day 17 of 21 Days of Prayer. Today we're going to be talking about making room for gratitude, a heart that says thank you. Our key passage today comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Gratitude isn't just an emotion, it's a posture of the heart. Scripture doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. That means thanksgiving is not dependent on what is happening around you, but on the God who dwells within you. Life will hand us seasons we did not choose, whether it's loss, waiting, uncertainty, disappointment, and yet God invites us right there to give thanks. Why? Because thanksgiving shifts our focus. It lifts our eyes from the problem and places them back on the promise keeper. It reminds our soul that God is still present, still faithful, and still working, even when we cannot see it. Just like when Paul and Silas began to sing praises while imprisoned, they chose to make room for gratitude in a place where gratitude made no sense. They worshiped in the dark, they praised while chained, they thanked God before the miracle came, and the miracle did come. The chains broke, the doors opened, freedom rushed in. Salvation came to the jailer and his family. But notice this, the miracle followed the praise. It did not start with deliverance, but it started with gratitude. A grateful heart is powerful. It disarms fear, it quiets anxiety, it opens our eyes to what God is doing instead of what we feel He isn't doing yet. Gratitude is a declaration of God, I trust you here. Sometimes the most profound act of worship is whispering thank you through your tears, not because everything is perfect, but because He is. Gratitude doesn't erase your grief, but it carries you through it. This week, ask yourself, if gratitude is a declaration of trust, what does my current level of gratitude reveal about where my trust is resting? Let's pray. Lord, give me a heart that chooses gratitude in every season. Teach me to see your goodness even in the places that feel confusing or painful. Let my thank you become an act of trust, a declaration of faith, and a reminder that you are near. I believe you are working all things for my good, and I choose to thank you right here, right now. Amen. Love you, friends. Can't wait to see you back here tomorrow for day 18 of 21 Days of Prayer.